An experimental treatment appears to delay Alzheimer's symptoms in some people genetically destined to get the disease. Jake Heinrich in New York is 50 years old.
My father was 50 or 51 when he passed away with Alzheimer's. My brother was 49.
New research shows Heinrich has been treated for more than a decade and remains symptom-free. He's been taking two drugs that modestly slow worsening of early-stage Alzheimer's by clearing the brain of one of its hallmarks. There are fears future funding could be blocked by Trump administration delays. What would that mean for Heinrich?
I will lapse into symptoms, Alzheimer's symptoms, and we'll be back to where we were 10 years ago and 20 years ago when I lost my brother and I lost my father.
For Heinrich's wife,
this trial has given us life.
Rachel Chapkin says they need the National Institutes of Health not to be politicized. I'm Ed Donahue.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.